Hey, you want that to go?
We're going to start our takeouts this morning by picking up where we left off a few minutes ago in talking about the don't ask, don't tell policy. We talked with retired Colonel David F. Beatty.
There is not a requirement to lie in order to be in the service if you're a homosexual. There is a requirement that you serve discreetly and not make your private business the business of other people. And I think many of us are more comfortable when folks keep private matters to themselves.
No surprise, we've been getting some strong reactions from our listeners at 8778-MY-TAKE.
So I guess this gentleman is saying better to have more soldiers die, keep doing not so great in the war, but lose people in the military because they're gay, but better to just let them go for a little discomfort. I'm sure there's plenty of people already dealing with this in the military, you know, and that it's just as pervasive in the military as it is everywhere else, and people already are dealing with this.
And Peg posts to our site, thetakeaway.org. She says, I'm very concerned that our conservative military are coddled and encouraged to be unaccepting of homosexuals and that they will not be able to tolerate our civilian society when they return from service. We've also been hearing from people who have experience with the military and have insight into the culture, like John here.
The Army is not exactly known for having this very healthy culture. The fact that John McCain and various other people are discussing that gays serving in the military would destroy Army culture. I mean, there is no Army culture, and Army culture is completely unhealthy.
This is Michael from the Bronx. As a former United States Navy CB, I do believe that the stance that Admiral Mullen took was the right stance. Although I see it being a pretty tough obstacle because there is a culture within the military. It is extremely offensive towards the gay community, but I think it's something we can overcome.
Some really great reactions from our listeners, as always, and we want to continue to hear from you on this issue. Anything you hear actually on the show at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to our website, thetakeaway.org.
You can hear the real conversation in all of those voices, including Colonel Beatty, who we spoke with earlier.